deal with airplane peanuts.
I got some sad news. I'm going to be taking a step back from being on King and the Sting. And I just want to thank you guys for just being a part of my life and letting this show be a part of your life. And, you know, I'm grateful to you, Brendan Mann. Appreciate it. And yeah, today was a lot of fun and
the best, brother.
Yeah, it was the best. Today was awesome. The
funniest guy I know.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Shit, we've been doing what, 4 years?
I don't know. Has it been that long? Man.
So, yep.
Yeah, I
you just gotta handle some shit, brother. You know, there's a bigger thing for you out there, you know?
Today's Monday, September 12th, and Theo Von has announced he is no longer a part of The King and the Sting. The announcement aired on Friday, with Theo saying that he still plans to pop in from time to time, but is no longer officially a part of the show. And as always, welcome back to the Joke World Comedy Update, every single Monday bringing you all the comedy news that you need to know from your favorite podcasts, your favorite comedians, people going on each other's shows, new episodes coming out, new specials airing, everything happening in the comedy world all in one place, so please consider subscribing to Joke World right now, turning on the post notifications, and downloading this episode on Spotify to support the channel.
There'll be some times where I'll pop back in, you know, but I just don't want to kind of leave that in the lurch. I feel like I've left it there for a while, and it's probably made it uncomfortable as a listener, maybe, and just as a and people working here, too, you know, not to be able to, you know, be sure of me.
So Theo Von leaves the King Sting in the wing. A lot of people saw this coming for a while, but many were still upset about how it went down, with people on Reddit saying it was a little too casual for what most people say is the best part of the show, Theo Von. This person on Reddit said, "I can't believe how this show is ending. There should have been a farewell episode to Theo. He is the King in the Sting. This show is not the same without him. 4 years and a 2-minute goodbye, shaking my head, RIP. Other posts were calling it the end of the show, so people wanted to see a goodbye for Theo, maybe not such a casual ending, but hopefully his pop-ins are still good for the King and Sting fans.
It's still an exciting show, and there's great people here, and I think that that's important, you know, that it's a great show still for people.
Yeah, grateful of Chris and Eric and everyone.
Yeah, and for people to enjoy, man.
The show looks so different than it did when it started. I think a lot of people assume that Theo eventually would leave. Even Andrew Schultz commented on an episode of This Past Weekend. He thinks Theo's just going to quit.
Sorry, Brendan. The podcast is over. It's just going to be some Sting, Brendan.
Oh, it's been Sting for a couple weeks over there.
Joe Rogan announced that Comedy Mothership will be the name of his new club in Austin, Texas. He's been teasing the idea of opening up his own comedy club ever since he moved a few years ago, but has always been very protective and secretive over what the name is going to be. Whenever it got brought up on his podcast, he'll say, "I'll tell you the name after," or he'd say, "I'll go show you and tell you all the details after." It's just recently that he actually started to say the name of the club when he's talking about it on the podcast, like he said it to Sam Morrell, he said to Christina P. The Comedy Mothership, I don't really love the name, but it is very brand for Joe Rogan. I would expect nothing less from him. And he also used to refer to the Comedy Store in LA as the Mothership. So this makes sense. He's a huge supporter of the Comedy Store and the tradition there, and he probably wants to pay some sort of tribute.
This is the tiny little room that a lot of times we use to write shit from. That's the stage. That's the mic stand. That's where it all goes down. That sound in the background is the vacuum cleaner, because this shit ain't all just glamorous. You gotta clean up.
Watch the walls! Watch the fucking walls! Watch the fucking walls! I don't want you to live in that fucking bitch again!
Every time he's mentioned the club on his podcast, he says he wants it to be a hub for comedians all across the country to pop in whenever they want, whether they're on the road or they're local to Austin, to work out jokes and to feel safe and creative. All the phones from the audience members are going to be locked in the magnetic bags during the show, so nothing will be filmed, no content will be leaked. And Rogan has always said that he has no intentions to make a profit off of this club. He only wants to break even, which is just another example of why Joe Rogan is the fucking man. We have a new podcast from Ari Shaffir called Two Comics and Two Cigars. Cigars. The description on the announcement video is, "Welcome to the new Two Comics, Two Cigars YouTube channel. Stand-up comedians Ari Shaffir and Bobby Kelly love a good cigar and want you to join them. Their first episode will feature Ari and Bobby and the cigar of their choice. After that, it will always be Two Comics and Two Cigars."
Two comics, two cigars.
Two comics, two cigars. That's
a good
name.
Title.
Holy shit.
An hour in and out.
Two comics, two cigars.
A little bit was to be about the cigar.
Yeah.
And the rest is just conversation.
Yeah.
While we're smoking said cigar.
1 hour, but two comics and two cigars. Here we are.
You can have any two comics.
Doesn't have to be us. It can be two comedians.
Half the time could be you and I together. The other half the time could be either me and somebody else, you and somebody else, or two other people. It's an hour long. It's however long it takes you to smoke the cigar.
I love it.
One comic is better than the other. They both think it's them.
And one
two
comic.
Two comics, two cigars.
The one comic that's better than the other is not that in shape, but the other one is.
I like the idea of a podcast that isn't even the same host every time. Like, as long as it's two comedians and they're smoking cigars, it could be any two people, which is pretty funny. That's a new idea, creative idea. I'm definitely going to be keeping tabs on two comics and two cigars. Guest spots from last week. Ari Shaffir was on Your Mom's House. Two Bears, One Cave was Tom and Bert, Bert and Tom. Tiger Belly was Bobby Lee by himself with Shakewell. Are You Garbage? Talk to Sam Morrill.
I was flying from Texas to Burlington, Vermont. Not good routing, obviously. Whoa. For a weekend in Vermont. And it's like that. It's, you know, when you're on the runway and you're like, I'm not going to make the connection.
Oh,
I'm connected
yeah.
in your home, Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, 2 hour delay. The flight attendant's like, I think you're going to make it. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it. But she's really building me up. She's like, I think they're going to hold the plane. I was like, They don't hold planes. That's not a thing they do for one dude. Anyway, then
I
land.
We got Morrell coming up from Houston. Throw the brakes on.
Dude, I land and she just goes, run. I think you can make it. So I'm running and it's like, we land in B2 and I'm like, please be close. Fucking F-32. I'm dead.
I don't understand why they do that, man. It's crazy.
It kills me. So I'm sprinting. They close the door right as I'm getting. I'm like, please don't close it. She goes, sorry. Closes it.
What the fuck?
And she goes, I can't open it. It's closed. I'm like, but you closed it.
You could have just
that's a real
down.
Fucking it killed scumbag me. Move.
So then I had to go from, this is the day it came out, and I go, what the fuck? As I'm doing, I go, what the fuck? I'm yelling. Phones are coming up, and I'm like, I'm going to go viral the day my special comes out for not my
for
special. Yeah. I'm going, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And I know I'm going to miss the gig that night, so I'm just furious.
Damn.
And then she goes, I can get you on a flight to Chicago. So I'm going back to Chicago, to Burlington. So that's, and I was like, what do I do? And she goes, they're boarding in seven, and like, it's boarding now. You got 7 minutes to get there. I said, where is it? I shit you not, B4.
Sam was also on the Joe Rogan Experience, and they had a great conversation about comedy. It was funny, it was insightful, and it was just pleasant altogether. I definitely recommend Sam Morrill's JRE episode from last week. Pauly Shore was on Whiskey Ginger. Flagrant told stories from going to Burning Man last week.
We had all the boys come to Burning Man, which is the most magical place on earth. It's literally my favorite place in existence. I think it's the most creative, inspirational, kindest, most generous. I'm the best version of myself there, and I think you find the most impressive and an incredible version of humanity there. That being said, there is a cost.
We didn't do a Tuesday episode, so apologies for that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We didn't do a Tuesday episode.
That's part of the cost. That you guys got to pay, too.
You guys had to pay in that regard. So we have a lot of funny stories that I'm sure we'll get in. I don't know exactly where to start from this.
Kill Tony Tonight is the entire Protector Parks crew. It starts off with just Mark Norman, Shane Gillis, and Ari Shaffir, and then Joe Rogan joins them about an hour in. He says it's the most fucked up he's ever been during a podcast. I listened to the audio. It's very funny, so I'm excited for the video tonight. And then also the Joke World podcast. Last week, we interviewed John Jacobs, a very funny comedian. That was a very enjoyable episode. So if you like these comedy news updates, please consider checking out our podcast. It'll be linked in this top banner right now. New comedy specials from last week. You still have Sam Morrill, Same Time Tomorrow, out on Netflix, and Brian Callen, Man Tears, on YouTube. Those are both good watches if you're looking for some specials to get into. This has been another episode of the Joke World Comedy Update. Thank you so much for watching. Please consider subscribing, liking this episode, download it on Spotify, you know, follow us on Instagram. We'll send you some free stickers. Just keep supporting the brand if you love comedy. Thank you so much for everyone who subscribed so far. I'll see you next Monday.